Welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Coutinho and Nahal Horn. This is a podcast by and about BIPOC women who are going through the healing process. We hold this space for women to share their unique stories, created with the love for storytelling and passion for mental health and wellness in mind. The aim is to help amplify voices of women everywhere. These conversations will feel like having a warm cup of coffee or tea with a friend. So go grab yours and let's enjoy this time together. Today's guest, I am personally very excited for, is Dr. Shante Holly, a certified life coach, professor, and an award-winning podcast host. As a professor and podcaster, Dr. Shante equips people with the tools, confidence, and faith to transform their lives for the better. Her podcast, Whole and Complete and Believing Bigger, are globally ranked on the top 1 and 1.5% of podcasts. In 2017, she was listed by Podcast Movement as the one of the top 10 podcasters in the country. That's 10 Black podcasters in the country. She is one strong voice and presence in the wellness arena. Without further ado, welcome Dr. Holly. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling so good. Thank you for this introduction. And thank you for not reading that whole bio, because I'm like, oh, Lord.
Well, you know what? I wanted to, because I was like, wait a minute. I mean, your bio is exceptional, but I'm going to give you the floor. You can, you know, expound on what I just said. I mean, your background is pretty amazing. So I'm actually going to dive right in with my first question is, what led you to this passion for wellness as a wellness educator? Because that's how I see you and mm-hmm. your message. And has it always been, something that you saw as a path for you?
You know what? So initially I kind of entered this space through life coaching, and because I'm a professor, a college professor by trade. And so being able to help people facilitate their moves from one place to another, from one chapter to another, from getting, from going from stuck to unstuck has always been a passion of mine. And when I initially got into this space, I thought it was like, okay, they just need the formula. They just need the tools. They just need the secret recipe, right? And then the more I started to do this work, I said, oh, there's a lot more mindset work here, because I'm giving the recipe, I'm giving the strategy, and people are struggling with things like doubt and trauma and lack of confidence and that sort of thing. And so I said, okay, so in order for me to be a more effective coach, I really have to kind of expand from what is the secret sauce and what is the formula to who am I actually working with? What are they actually dealing with? Let's be able to pull some of the threads to see where these origin stories are coming from, so that I can show up as a better coach and help my clients get better results. So that's how that came about. It started with life coaching and giving, you know, curriculum and formulas, and this is what you need to do. And then it became, not only is this what you need to do, this is who you need to become in order to facilitate these outcomes that you're trying to bring into your life.
I love that. And I love that you mentioned mindset, because I feel like that is the secret sauce, right? So, you know, we may go through school and go through all the appropriate hoops, if you will, but without the appropriate mindset and really going deep within ourselves and kind of, I don't want to use the word fix, but address those deep rooted issues, right? And so that's what you're getting to the root of. And I do love that you do that so well. So define for us, what does it mean to be whole and complete? What does that feel like? What does that look like?
Ooh, that's a great question. So for me, whole and complete is really this trifecta of wholeness, happiness, and health. And the whole piece is showing up as the best possible version of yourself. And so the path to wholeness is being able to examine Is there anything that I'm dealing with? Is there anything that I've experienced? Is there any loss? Is there grief? Is there doubt? Is there a mindset? Is there an experience that is keeping me from showing up and being the best possible version of myself? I recently heard someone ask the question, like, who are you uninterrupted, right? Like, if you had unlimited access and resources and the sky was the limit, who would you be? Okay. And a lot of people really struggle with that question because they're like, I'm so interrupted. I'm so jammed up. I'm so stuck in this place of what happened and who did it and what does it mean for my life now? But also because a lot of people, and this is something that was really kind of like startling to me when I started to do this work, is how many people have no idea who they are and what they want because all they are doing is following the script. They're doing what they've been told. So you're supposed to go to school and get a job and start a family so that you can send them to school and they can get a job and start a family. And they're like, okay, I'm ticking all the boxes, I'm following all the scripts, but somehow this is just not fulfilling. This is just not, you know, my cup is still half empty, you know. And so what else is it? And then I'm like, okay, well, what do you like to do? And when I say, who are you? And then they immediately start describing who they are to other people. Well, I'm a wife. Well, I'm a mom. I said, okay, wife and mom aside, who are you? And they're like, I said, okay, this is where we need to begin. I think it's really important. So the path to wholeness, I think it's really important not to just spend time by yourself, but to spend time with yourself. And when you're spending time with yourself, then you are beginning to interrogate and question who you are, what you like, what you think, where those thoughts come from. Are they your thoughts? Are they somebody else's thoughts and expectations of you? And really begin to build a map and framework of who you are at your best self. And to me, that's what wholeness looks like. And when you can do that and show up in a way where you are able to not only live your best life, and love yourself at a high level, but live your best life, love yourself at a high level, and then you're able to tap into your natural gifts and talents to create positive impact in the world. That is amazing. That is like the trifecta for like wholeness, happiness, and health.
You are speaking our language because
Completely.
Nahal and I, we talk about this all the time. We've
All the
been
time.
through this, you know, we did everything, we checked all of the boxes, and then it's still at the end of it still felt empty. There was still this hole somewhere, right? Like, what am I doing all this for? And it didn't resonate. We both share a TV background, so we started our career in television, you know, entertainment, like, you know, just the shiny whatever, that kind of life, right? And it just and it's great. And I do commend and admire people who are really truly passionate about it. But I think what we really had to ask ourselves, and please chime in, Nahal, is who and why am I doing this for? And so when we couldn't come up with an answer, then it felt like we weren't being authentic and real and just honest with ourselves. And then we had to really go deep and figure out, okay, who am I? Going back to that question, who am I? And how do I want to show up in the world? And how am I, what am I here to do? And how am I here to serve? You know, and that to me, I want to serve, right? So that was like the number one important thing for me personally. So, wow.
Yes, I'm just listening to this and I'm just nodding my head. I'm like, wow, you're such a powerful speaker, Dr. Shantae. Like, I'm listening to you and I'm like, I already feel like you're like a role model for me, first of all, just to let you
Oh
know.
my goodness. Thank you. Yeah, same.
I just was introduced to you by Lucy, just not even like a month or two ago, and I'm already, I'm like, oh my gosh, I found someone who I can like really relate to and who speaks a language. But I want to rewind a little bit because I want to find out like how did you get to where you are? Who was your like role model, or did you have a mentor or somebody that kind of, ushered you into this, into the role that you have now? Like, where did you get that sense of self and power to know that this is one of your callings? I'm just so curious because this is like,
That's a big question. So, honestly, what I tell people, because people are like, how did you land in this space, right? Because on the Wheel of Fortune, who picks wellness, right?
Yeah, that's true.
When it just seems like there's so many other more sparkly options, right?
Yeah.
Well, for me, you know, so I'm a certified ambassador in trauma-informed care, and my childhood is it was not a crystal stair. It wasn't a pretty picture. It wasn't a stable environment. It was violent. It was chaotic. It was disruptive on so many levels, right? And I think that when you experience those things, one of two things can happen. Either it can put you on a path of, you know, self-destruction and things like that until you heal from it, or you heal from it, and then in the healing of it, you gain a deep sense of empathy for people who have gone through things, you know. And I started to learn. So I will never forget, because at the college that I work at, you know, we're always bringing in speakers. There's always a flavor of the month, a new book to read, and that sort of thing. And I remember we had an event where we brought in an author who had written this book about emotional bandwidth. And like sometimes students come in with so much stuff that they just don't have the bandwidth to like really engage. And one of the things that she talked about is this really popular tool. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's called the Adverse Childhood Experience Survey, or ACEs for short.
ACEs for sure. Yep, I know that
There we go.
one.
So there's 10 questions, and there are all these like 10 trauma-related questions. And so I'm in a room of faculty and administrators. Okay, these are the people who've gotten the degrees and are wearing the suits, and they're buttoned up and they're polished and all of that. And so everybody took the ACEs, and then we balled up our answers. We put them in a box. They shuffled them up because, you know, there's no names attached or whatever. And then they were like, okay, whatever paper you got, how many of you had somebody who had one ACE? A couple of people stood up. Two, more people stood up. Three, even more people stood up. And like the average, there was an average of like 4 to 5 ACEs. Like the bulk of the people in that room had experienced at least 4 to 5 traumas. And I said, you know what? This doesn't get covered in the interview. Okay. And so when you're talking about social media, everybody's showing up really polished and really posh. And here's all the good things that are happening. And I'm like, and with a lot of what do they call toxic positivity, you know, the vibes. I said, baby, I said, I can't do vibes. What's going on with you? What's really going on? Okay, let me speak to your soul. Let me speak to your hurt. Let me speak to your pain. Okay. Because I've been through that pain. And I have learned that when you speak to people's pain, that's where you can start to heal them. Because when you come from this place of, you know, all you need is love, and all you need is joy, and all you need to do is to radiate. And I'm like, you know what? God bless you, because I ain't mad at a hustle. If you're making money doing that and paying your bills, then God bless you real good. But for me, I have to be able to engage you from a place where you can recognize it, where you can see it, because there's so much power in being able to recognize patterns. You know, it's like Neo from the Matrix. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And then once you start that path of healing, then it's hard for you to go back to that toxic place, because it's almost like when you have, you know, you ever do like a detox or a cleanse, and you're drinking your juices and you're drinking your water and all that type of thing. And then they put like a burger in front of you, and you're like, ooh, and
You can't do it.
your
You
system
can't do it.
has changed. It can't process it the way that it used to process it. And so that's the part that I'm trying to get people to. And so I started from really a place of childhood trauma, healing my own issues, and recognizing that because I have this gift to speak and teach, I can use that platform. It's like, what do you say? What am I here to do? What am I here to do? I'm here to serve, and I can serve in this way. And I'm able to do it in a way that really seems to resonate with people, because I'm speaking directly to their issues and not speaking over their issues.
Wow, I
No
love that.
sugarcoating.
Yeah, and that brings me to my next question, because I was really, I mean, as I'm watching your clips and your videos, I'm like, how is it that you're able to come up with the topics? Because I'm always fascinated. Like they're always on time, timely. They always make sense, and they're piercing. It's like, does it come to you, or is this something that you think about? Like, tell us.
No, it does come to me, and it comes to me primarily through interactions with my clients, you know. So we're having sessions and they're dealing with things. And then I start to notice patterns. Believe it or not, I'm actually a social scientist by trade. And so I'm always looking at patterns of behavior. And even on social media, you can learn a lot when people say things like, and this is like a funny comment, people are like, I'm just here for the comments, you know.
Yes, I see that.
But the truth is, if you actually read the comments, you can see a lot of pain there. So
I'm here
sometimes
for the drama, right? Is that
right,
what
I'm here for the
the
drama, you know, or am
yeah.
I the drama? Or
Right.
sometimes people will say things like sometimes you see these happy-go-lucky love stories, and then like the funniest comment to me is always, Lord, it's me again. Or it's like, Lord, I've seen what you've done for others, you know, or you know,
Yeah.
or people will make a birth announcement and say, this is how we told our friends we were having a baby. And then you go to the comments and you see things like, wow, you have friends? Wow, how do you have that many friends? You know, and I'm like,
Wow.
yeah, people are kind of that whole laughing but serious. I'm like, yeah, you might be making an offhand comment, but there's some real pain there. Okay, there's some real triggering there. And so sometimes I see those things and I'm like, let me speak to that pain. Let me speak to that place. And you know, what most people are trying to do, they really are trying to live their best lives. And then I get on camera and I say, what is keeping people from living their best lives? And whatever comes to me in that moment, that's what I speak about on video.
I love that. And speaking of social media, do you what is your take on, so you're saying like, you know, tap into your inner self and get to know who you are. Do you feel like social media in a way is kind of disrupting that for us?
Yeah,
Like
great.
for really getting in touch with ourselves, because we feel like we're very in touch, right? But is it really making us more in touch or more like, let me project this image because I have to keep up? Like now that there's something to keep to aspire to, there's constantly something to aspire to. So how do we even keep up with that?
So here's the thing about social media, and I tell people this all the time. I tell clients this all the time. I'm like, social media cannot tell you who you are. But what it tells me, as somebody who works in this space, is how many people are looking to be influenced, meaning people are looking for the answers. And so, you know, the running joke is, and I'm not going to front, I have one too. But you know that Stanley tumbler, like the Stanley, it's like this
Oh, the cup,
insulated,
the
the
drinking cup.
cup. Yes, the drinking cup. You like the Stanley drinking cup. And so once you see so many of those, then you start to think, oh, is that what's happening? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this what's going to make me a better person? Let me go ahead and get that cup. And then you get the cup and you're still empty. Okay, and it's like, oh, now people are going to Bali or they're going to Positano and things like that. Okay, let me save up my coins because maybe that's the answer, you know, and then I'm going to go and try and replicate these experiences or replicate this lifestyle that I'm seeing on social media because maybe that's the ticket, maybe that's the answer. And I'm like, no, what you need to do is take a step back and say, who am I authentically? Okay. Because truth be told, you know, and I've learned this since my platform has grown. At some point, as a quote unquote influencer, which I'm troubled by that term because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to influence you, I'm trying to impact your life in a positive way.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And what that means is that when I show up and I deliver these messages, it's a very different thing than like, oh, and I woke up on these Brooklinen sheets. That are making me feel brighter in the morning, and you know, I'm sleeping so well, which granted, good sleep is part and parcel to wellness. I am big, baby. I am for the sheets, not for the streets. I am in bed at a certain time every night, you know, at the same.
Preach, I'm
But when I'm
telling you.
talking about, you know, what is going to resonate with my audience, so I have to make a decision in those moments. I'm like, okay, am I, and because I get hit with the brand deals all the time. Will you sell this? Will you put this on your platform? Will you whatever? Because the bigger your platform is, now that real estate is worth something. And so I have to make a decision, am I going to be making money in this moment? Okay, or am I going to be serving my audience in this moment? And when you can find, and the ones that I say yes to are ones where I can do both and, okay? But if it's an either or, I choose to serve the audience. And so social media, it can be distracting, it can be disrupting, but where it really becomes dangerous is people are looking to it to figure out who they are. And I'm like, yeah, and I feel good about what I'm putting out in the space because I'm like, I don't know. A lot of people are like, I don't know how I found you, but I just so happened to scroll And it's like, and I hate social media because it can be so much noise and it can be so this, but like, this is different than all of, I'm not being sold to, I'm not being pitched to, I'm not being, like, look at this wonderful lifestyle that we're living, you know, look at these clothes that I'm wearing that are going back to Target tomorrow, you know, like, it's not that. Somebody is legitimately speaking to where I am in my heart. And those are the messages that then people are taking and sharing and saying, hey, take a look at this. Cause that's how you guys found me.
Like, yeah. And I reshare, like I reshare your video all the time. And like, yes. Cause it's like you articulate exactly what I'm trying to communicate. And I'm like, well, here you go. She just said it. So, and I, and it's all, and I'm like, but because it impacts me so deeply, I want, it's a, almost like I discovered this piece of jewel and I want to share it with others too.
It's,
you know,
it's like a PSA serve, PSA announcement for like the soul.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So oh, you know what, girl, you just made me some money. Let me write that down. PSA for the soul.
Yes. There you I love that. Like soup for the soul. So there you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so clever. Wow, Dr. Shante, this is amazing. I mean, I don't like, I just feel so full right now. This is so life-giving and it's such an honor to be able to share this platform with you. And I'm learning so much from you and going into the mental health field as well, because I, you know, just had a complete change in career. And so I'm really excited, and the way that you go about doing it is the way I aspire to go about doing it, because I feel like you are doing it exceptionally well and you are representing us so beautifully. So thank you so much.
Thank you. First of all, I'm grateful for you guys opening up this space. And if I can give you one bit of unsolicited advice as you continue to do this work. Something I had to learn to do very early was divorce myself from the outcome. Meaning, when I post something, at some point I'll go back and, you know, look at the comments because now I'm getting all these notifications, but I set it and forget it. It's like, here is the spirit in which I sent this out, and whoever is supposed to find it is going to find it. And then that's just it. That's how I started podcasting, because some people are like, oh, it only got so many downloads. Oh, it didn't hit these metrics. Oh, I'm looking around at what other people are doing. And are my numbers really, you know, what they're supposed to be? I don't get into that. I said, whoever is supposed to find it will find it, because I'm a big believer that what is destined for you cannot miss you. And so if I recognize that I'm being used as a vessel, all I am is a channel for something else. And the thing is that when you think about it, and this is what always just boggles me and really just kind of like, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around. When I think about, okay, first of all, social media, there's more than a billion people that engage that platform. When I say that there are so many voices clamoring for attention, that there are so many voices that are out there, that there are so many voices that, you know, are competing, you know, in the timeline, in the feed or whatever, and then somebody finds my stuff and somebody find in all of that cacophony of voices that you heard my voice clear and loud and sharp, and it pierced you right in the pain that needed to be spoken to in that moment. Exactly. I believe in destiny in that way. And so I'm just like, listen, if you're going to continue to do this work, go into it knowing who you are showing up for and what you're trying to get across and who you want to serve, and don't get caught up in the how many clicks and how many likes and how many shares and all that sort of thing. Just continue to be consistent in that work. And that has really kept me going and not allowed me to be stagnated in the metrics of it all. Now, my data person would be like, oh my gosh, you have to measure everything. I'm like, I know, I teach English, not math. And, you know, I can get somebody else to do that.
But yeah, you can hire out somebody to do that, right? Yeah.
Exactly. But in terms of the spirit in which we do this work, it really should be about the service and less about the
outcome or
the outcomes numbers and the metrics. Correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, I love that. And I love that yes. you said that, because there's so much pressure to measure up, and like the yes. algorithm, like we're always supposed to be paying attention. Like we base our value on those numbers, and it's mm-hmm. insane to me. And it's like, and that's not why we're doing it. And thank you for yes. offering that advice, because I am going to take it for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that welcome. Was valuable. So, Dr. Shante, where can we find you? Please mm-hmm. do share with our listeners, because, yeah, they do them the favor, because you definitely have blessed my life truly. So I want other people to experience you as well. So let us know absolutely. Everywhere we can find you.
Everywhere you can find me. So you can follow me on social media at Dr. Shante, Dr. Shante Says. So that's Dr. Shante Says on Instagram. And then I also, so this summer, I have a summer lineup of courses that I'll be teaching once a month on Sunday nights about building consistency and building community Ooh. And building confidence. The three C's is what I'm doing this nice. Summer. And so if people are interested in that, these are live workshops that I'll be facilitating, then you can head over to my course site, which is readytobelieve.com, and you can okay. pick any one of those. And so thank you so much for allowing me the space to be able to share that. And I just so appreciate you. I would come back anytime.
Oh, we'll have you anytime.
Absolutely. We have more questions.
Yeah. Part two. Way more questions, part two. This was not enough for sure. But thank you again so, so much. And to my listeners, as always, we are so grateful for your presence on here. We see you tuning in from all over the world, and it's truly a blessing and a beautiful sight to see. Until the next time, sending you all so, so much love. And don't forget That's to right. check us out on our Instagram at luce.inspiration. That is luce.inspiration. Take great care.